coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Everything is based on information. It's all based on information. What does the information do? The information creates pictures. It creates pictures. Until you see something, it never becomes real. Are you hearing me? I don't know if you're getting this. Are you getting this? With the heart, man believeth. So bregisco andrigos cojo paramando, oncos cojo la mangredila. Mr. Pastor Chris, what did you say? Segos cojo la mangredis, eto paco conscience ne. Calacuzo mani. Alakuzo mani, kakos kuzo namane, praktus oro dios, pelagongrodiga angadesh, over mandes. Kizo makito akrozdo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Just want to, let me take you to a few things here. I want to read the scripture to you. Very simple. Because until and unless, turn to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, and open to verse 23. Have you seen it? What does it say? If thou canst believe, all things, I told you, in the supernatural realm, we have infinite possibilities. All things are possible to him that believeth. What do you believe? The word. I told you, that's all that rules in the realm of the supernatural. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. With the heart, man believeth. You believe with your heart. So the possibilities, your spirit has the capacity for infinite possibilities. There's no telling what you can do. There's no telling what you could be. There's no telling what you could have if you will only believe. And you can believe with your spirits. A complete metamorphosis of your life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? A complete transformation in your life. Listen, it doesn't matter what limits have been placed on you, whether from your family, whether from your friends, whether from your location, your job, your training, it makes no difference. This is infinite possibilities. If you can only believe. Oh, starting the word of God, I said, Father, I dare believe. I dare believe. Yes, dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare it. Let nothing stop you. Say, I'm coming out of the crowd. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out of the limits. I'm going beyond the limits. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible to him that believeth. And that's me. I dare believe. Dare believe God. You'd be amazed at what we're doing all around the world today. It's just amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing, but it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What can God do with your life? Years ago, as a little boy, I said, Lord, what can you do with a teenager like me? What can you do with someone like me? I was saying, I'm ready, I'm available. If you will use me, I'll be it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Why do you think Satan likes to give us a lot of attention? You didn't get it. Satan likes giving us a lot of attention because he's too troubled by us. He's very troubled. And I never tell him, leave me alone, because he can't. And he's worried night and day. I know. So I never tell him to leave me alone. Because that's like telling him that he should stop his work. See, because you see, through the power of the word of God, we have done things that, you know, Hey, did that really happen? Did it happen? And Satan calls all his officers together and says, why did you let that happen? And they, with all due respect, they say, sir, you were there too. And you know, when I say that, it's no boast. No, no, no. And if I dare boast, I boast in the Lord. I'm talking about what the word of God has done within my spirit. Don't let your life be dependent on circumstances around you. Think again. Think again. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation. The realms of salvation. Oh my goodness. Yes. Where there's a lot of blessing, all the blessing of God is in salvation. When you come into the realms of salvation, it's all joy, joy, joy. It's all joy. That's how come Paul and Silas were singing praises to God while they were in prison. And their hands and feet were in stocks.
They were singing praises to God. It's all joy. You don't even try to make it happen. It just flows. If you have not come there, that is why you're here. Because this is your life. This is, God gives us his prescription for life. He tells us how to think. Did you know God told us how to think? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He tells us how to think. Write it down. You read it for yourself later. He tells you how to think. And the kind of thoughts you should not accept. I told you, your behavior, your actions will be based on the pictures you see. And whatever information that comes to you, whether it comes by someone talking to you, or you see it on television, or you read it in a book or a newspaper, makes no difference. Information is information. And when that information comes, it paints a picture. It gives you a picture. What you see is what you get. Okay, let me show you another scripture. You want to see this? Carol's, you see, there are things I want to communicate, but they're coming, some of them are coming in tongues. You see, they're coming in the spirit. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4. This is nice. Let me explain something. You see, God gave us his word for some very definite reasons. One is to impart faith. And faith never comes without a picture. Okay? It imparts faith because it paints the reality of what it says. The word produces what it talks about. When the word is there as the divine logos, it's like that wave in inertia. You see it? Until you look.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy along Sunny Abacha Way, Yenagoa. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m., Fridays at 4:30 p.m. You can call us on 081-0864-9517, 0812-105-9786, or 0803-438-6464.